Welcome back to Bench Buzz. We are approaching playoff time, isn't that right, Coach?
That's correct. That's correct. They had the draw yesterday.
Yeah, you got, I would say, a decent draw. You got that first bye in the first game against Avon, right?
Well, I think every team in there is a good team, and so probably the big thing is you didn't want to play on Tuesday. So that anybody that didn't have to play on Tuesday got a good draw.
And you know, you've had some up and downs here. Had a game against Pike that didn't really go your way. Kind of struggled in the second half. And then recently. Had a great first half in the last game. And the second half kind of just looked like you ran out of gas. What was you're looking at the game, you see, you know, Aaliyah and Shania both would go with four fouls, like early. Like, I think Shania got it with like 6 or 7 minutes left in the fourth. What were you thinking?
Well, I mean, you know, as far as the game, I thought we played very well the first half, and you know, Lawrence Norris started their senior, so it wasn't their normal starting lineup. And so, you know, they were out of sync a little bit, but yeah, we took advantage of it. And then I thought we played well the whole first half. And then, like you say, the second half, I know we got a couple people under the weather, and I don't know if that's, you know, that's tough when you're not feeling well. And, you know, we tried to persevere through it, but I thought we played well. And then the big girl inside presented problems for us, and you know, we got in foul trouble, like you said. Both Seltzer and Curry got four fouls early in the fourth quarter. Neither one of them fouled out, but you know, we kept playing. I thought we did some good things, and then you got to give Lawrence North credit. Boy, they hit some three pointers. Didn't even touch the rim there in that second half, and. But part of it, you know, defensively, we were able to do some really good things in the first half, and until the intensity level sort of went just a little bit. But we kept playing against a quality team, and you know we can play with the best, but right now we haven't been able to beat the best teams yet.
You're right there with them, and it felt like it's also. Not this is something I heard. I don't know. I wanted to ask you, but you've changed some of the roles on some of the teams as of late. Talking to Coach Mann and how you've changed Ava's role and going into stuff like that with more of a lot of a running around, a lot more spacing. So it's just you did have key inactives. You know, you had Jackson that didn't play right. I mean, Jackson didn't play that night. So
Correct. And
she usually backs up. Shania, if I'm not mistaken, mm-hmm. She usually gets the bulk of the backup center minutes. So definitely, and when I saw that and I heard that, I was like, "This is definitely gonna be tough on Shania because she's gonna get a lot of minutes tonight." We'll go back to the Pike game. Alana Devine had a really good game. When you play against, you know, old players, what is that like? Because they know you, but you know them as well. So how is that dynamic?
Well. You know, it's just a game. You do know their tendencies a little more than some other players, but, you know, she has a different role and a different situation. And, you know, she was able to do some things the second half in transition. And, but, yeah, I mean, you know, we played Layla and Alana and, you know, a lot of the old players we have. And when you're playing against them, they're an opponent and you do your best you can against them.
Right. And, we'll talk about one more thing about that Lawrence North game. When you went out of halftime and you knew that, did you kind of know that they were going to switch up the coverage they were playing on Aubrey coming out of halftime? Because she was making so many shots. You knew they were just going to kind of focus on her? Were you kind of expecting that?
Well, they started off in a zone against us, and you know a lot of teams do that. And early in the year, that really hurt us.
Right.
But when you hit some shots, and we made them come out of the zone, they went man to man, and each defense can be tweaked and changed a little bit. But you know they got out on her a little bit, and Aubrey was able to take it to the basket a few times, and So, yeah, I mean, you never know what a team's going to do. You just have to take advantage of what they give you.
Yeah, absolutely. And it is definitely important for players to have to build that around the basket game. And when, especially when you get face guard like that, if you're Aubrey. Can't wait to see what she does next year. I'll definitely be keeping an eye on it while I'm in college, but it'll be exciting. And then, you know, looking forward to next game, which is Westfield, if I'm correct.
Correct.
What are your kind of insights on that? What are you looking at team wise versus them?
Well, Westfield has a good fundamental team. They're a good basketball team. You know, they play very good half court man to man defense, and they're a very fundamental team. So we need to get the game going up and down the floor. They like it to be a half court game. If we can get it to be a full court game, I like your chances. But if it stays in a half court game, they're really, really good.
Yeah, and, you know, just how important is it for you is it to be everybody to get healthy this week before going into playoffs? How important is that to the team?
Oh, it's extremely important. I mean, not only to be healthy, but to be in the right mindset and be excited about having the opportunity to play in the sectionals. And, you know, in your high school career, you don't get to do that very often. So you need to take advantage of the opportunities that are given to you. So, you know, we're right there, and if we can get healthy, if we can have the right mindset, it should be a heck of a sectional.
When you look at this team from the beginning of the season to now, and you kind of look at it, how much do you think because all of these girls, I think, are going to carry over to next year. Most of these girls are going to play next year. There's not a single senior. With the growth they've presented throughout just this year and just this couple, you know, couple months, I'm excited to see. But I wanted to get your take on how excited you are for right now going into the playoffs and to see how far they can push themselves in these playoffs.
Well, exactly right. I mean, at the beginning of the year, we had talked about we just need to keep improving, keep getting better, take those baby steps in the right direction. And, you know, when we start off 0-4, 1-5, and I said, you know, we're getting closer. And so we were able to have some success. And, you know, even now playing the better teams, we're playing them better. So we've kept getting better. Now, you want to talk about next year? Next year's team won't be the same. I mean, even though we don't have any seniors, even though everybody might be the same, they still wear their attitudes. Where's their work ethic? Where's their team togetherness, that kind of thing? You know, we're going to have other players that are going to want to take part and be a part of that now. Are one of them or more than one going to step up? If they do, how are the present players going to react if someone else is right there trying to get minutes that maybe they had this year? So, you know, there's a lot can happen between now and next year. So, you know, we're not going to worry about that right now. What we want to focus on is the present moment. How can we get better today? And how can we get ready for the sectional and have a great experience to end this season?
Absolutely. And I wish you the best of luck for the rest of the season. I know, is it next week that sectional start?
Next week, sectional start. You know, we drew Avon, but we don't play until Friday, 6 o'clock. And then Tuesday, I think Pike and Brownsburg play each other here. So, yep, it's a week away.
I'm very excited. We'll go on a deeper dive into the playoffs with you about you guys next Monday.
Okay.
And that will be next Monday's, mainly next Monday's episode will be about the playoffs and what your expectations are for it, because your expectations could be different from today to next Monday, depending on how you guys play.
Right.
So thank you so much, Coach Sam Benj. This has been the Bench Buzz.
Thank you.
Where it began, I can't begin to know it.